an issue that I talked about extensively in the past on WISN, deals with sex offenders. You have in communities around the state, including Franklin, Glendale, Algoma, in addition to some of the laws that were enacted in the last legislative session by the legislature in Madison that got tough on sex offenders, you have local municipalities taking measures into their own hands and passing very restrictive ordinances to keep sex offenders out of their communities, period. And there's an issue being raised now that some of these ordinances, these local ordinances, may have gone too far and therefore may be unconstitutional and may cause more problems than solutions. Local, state, national officials fear that restrictive sex offender residency ordinances passed in Franklin, Glendale, Algoma, and other communities as a way to keep such offenders out of their neighborhoods provide a false sense of security that likely will not pass a court test and could backfire by driving release offenders underground. The ordinances make it illegal for those convicted of violent sex crimes or crimes involving children from living, working, or even visiting any place within 2,000 feet of a long list of community gathering places. The ordinances also require written permission from churches and other religious institutions before convicted offenders attend services or other events, and restricts when offenders can attend their children's events. I love it. Fine with me. But, you know there are going to be critics. Of course there are. They say the ordinances and the state law aimed at dealing with predators, the worst of the sex offenders, could be ruled unconstitutional if challenged by offenders who can't find a place to live once a court determines they have paid their debt to society. The ordinances have made almost all of the neighborhoods in those communities out of bounds for sex offenders who have served their time and are looking for places to live and work. The conversations I've heard, I'm quoting now State Representative Gary Bice, Republican of Sister Bay, the conversations I've heard is that those ordinances won't stand up in court, and that worries me. Now, he was quoted in the paper today because he's chairman of a special legislative committee that is studying the problem of placement of sex offenders. But John Fuchs, the city attorney in Glendale, disagrees. He says the ordinance adopted by Glendale was a pretty nice work product that would pass constitutional muster. And Glendale Alderman Joe Colosimo, one of the chief promoters of his city's ordinance, says that's the idea. Offenders will have little or no place in our city where they can return. Now, of course, you have all people wringing their hands. Oh, this can't possibly work. Milwaukee County Circuit Judge Mel Flanagan, a former prosecutor, and she is on that special legislative committee that is being chaired by Representative Gary Bice. She says the safety zones could make controlling sex offenders more difficult. She said, if everyone in Milwaukee County adopted these ordinances, the only place that would be left for them to live would be River Hills. I don't think many can afford that. Well, so what? Like, I care if a sex offender can't afford to live in River Hills? In one community in Arizona, Flanagan said, they set up a trailer at the end of an airport runway because that was the only spot available. You know what I say? Fine with me. State Representative Gary Bice is worried that the difficulty of placing offenders after they have served their time and been treated could result in a court overturning not only the state law that allows for the commitment of the most dangerous offenders, but also the local residency ordinances. Now, these questions are surfacing at a time when the state is predicting that the population of the most dangerous of sex offenders is going to increase by 50% over the next 5 years. In Franklin, they modeled their ordinance after a law in Iowa. And the Journal Sentinel today says, although the Iowa law was ruled constitutional by that state Supreme Court and also by the 8th District of the U.S. Court of Appeals, it is being appealed to the United States Supreme Court. I like what South Milwaukee Alderman Richard Radunas is saying. The ideal situation is for offenders to be in a stable home, be required to receive treatment, and to work. South Milwaukee Alderman Richard Radunas is pushing for the adoption of an ordinance similar to the other local ordinances that largely bars sex offenders. My constituents are saying it's about time. They're sick of the state putting these offenders in our city without us even knowing about it. I've heard people say put them all on an island out in the middle of the lake. Now, because I work for State Senator Mary Lovick, and she represents Franklin, I have worked closely with Franklin officials on sex predator legislation. Franklin, no other community in the state of Wisconsin has been more active in trying to protect not only their own neighborhoods, but the entire state from sex offenders than the city of Franklin. And one of the architects of the Franklin legislation, the Franklin ordinance, I beg your pardon, is Franklin Alderman Steve Olson, who joins me now on the telephone. Steve, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
Good morning, Kevin.
Well, I'm sure that before you passed or formulated the ordinance and passed it and approved it, you did talk with some legal authorities, did you not? Some legal experts?
Certainly did. I don't know that you saw it, Kevin, but prior to the beginning discussions of this ordinance, our city attorney staff put together a binder. It was a 4-inch binder that we can't get closed on supporting legislation as well as studies on this issue. So we took a look long and hard before we acted. And in addition to that, as you do know, we had perhaps 5 or 6 public hearings on this particular issue. So we think we're on solid footing.
What does the ordinance do again? I talked about it briefly earlier. What does it do?
Two phases. Three phases, actually. One, it restricts residency of a sex offender who has committed crimes against children to limit them within 2,000 feet of a specific list of land uses.
Churches, daycare centers, schools.
Parks, yep, et cetera.
Swimming pools, yep.
Yeah. The second part of that was it restricts them from entering those particular areas. And then the third part of the legislation was very important, that if they were adjudicated from the city of Franklin, if they lived in the city of Franklin when they were convicted last conviction, they were entitled to return with those residency restrictions. But if they were not from the city of Franklin, they are not permitted to come to the city of Franklin.
And you think this can pass constitutional muster?
Well, my legal staff, who I have high regard for, believes that it's eminently defensible.
You've got the hand ringers. I mentioned them earlier, but you've got them out there that seem to, once again, and I've seen this happen all too often, I've seen too many courts, too many judges that seem to care more about the predator and the perpetrator and the criminal than the moms and dads and their kids living, you know, in the neighborhoods. They're wringing their hands, you know, the poor guy will have no place to go. He'll have no place to live. The doggone law is no good. It's unconstitutional. You've got them out there, Steve.
Absolutely. We have sex offenders in the city of Franklin. Actually, we have two populations. We have one population of sex offenders who are Franklin residents, who we've accounted for in this particular set of ordinances, and they're, in essence, grandfathered in. The second list is those who live in the House of Corrections and who may or may not be on work release. There's, I think, up to 30 of them in there right now, and we have no way of tracking them. So I'm not, at the end of the day, I'm not concerned about the House of Corrections folks or anyone who might choose to move to Franklin who's a sex offender. My concern is for my constituents, and I know that my colleagues on the Common Council are adamant about this. We're listening to our folks, not the handwriters.
Yeah, I agree. At the end of the day, do I care that a sex offender can't live in that particular house because it's across the street from, and he has to find somewhere else? I could care less.
Yeah,
I think the ultimate solution is lock him up for good.
Well, and Judge Flanagan's comments are interesting to me, but it does highlight a problem. There, as you highlight, it is more, they have more concern over the rights of the sex offender than they do the residents who are enjoying their freedoms and their well-being to the detriment of the community.
Now, I'm just tired of this. Oh, my gosh, where is he going to go? Where is he going to live? How is he going to be able to function?
Well,
I honestly don't care.
We've heard this for, 4 years now, Kevin, where everybody's saying that if we don't place all these sex predators in one facility in Milwaukee County, that 980 is going to be overturned. Well, how do they know?
Chapter 980, the law that deals with the the worst of the worst sex offenders. And this argument, well, they're going to go underground. If we make it tough for them to find a place to live, they're not going to comply with the sex offender registry. They're going underground now.
That's right. And the state is having a difficult time keeping track of them as it is. Because of their own systems. You take a look at the sex offender registry. The guy in West Dallas this past week, his picture had changed. He didn't look anything like
it. Oh, he didn't.
Nobody knew where he was.
No. Is the city of Franklin, which, by the way, I think it needs to be said, has been fighting not for just its boundaries, but for the entire state.
We've received a lot of interest from other communities on our ordinance, and we're happy to share it with all of them, because, frankly, it's about the safety of the children.
If somebody challenges the legality of your ordinance, how far are you willing to go as a community to fight for it?
Well, our community has always said, our common council and mayor have always said that this is the number one priority for the city of Franklin, and I can't imagine the end. I don't know how far we'd go, but we're here to defend the rights of our citizens.
Keep up the good work. Appreciate it very much. Thanks for joining
me.
Alderman Steve Olson from Franklin. It's 10. News Talk 1130 WISN. Kevin Fisher in today for Jay Weber. You notice in the last segment, people are upset and opposed to what